What nations do with water affects others. Yes, there are both conflicts and resolutions for water movement in rivers that transit between two or more nations. Consider the Nile, the Mekong, the Rio Grande, the Colorado. But water also moves in the air over vast distances. Water evaporating from the Atlantic Ocean reaches Amazonia to provide 60% of its rainfall. Water that evaporated from land and transpired by plants moves over Amazonia to fall there again and help keep it a vast rainforest. Central Africa similarly provides Nigeria with 64% of its rainfall. In China, 44% of its rain and snow comes from water vapor recycled from its own land. Water management must recognize international couplings on the surface and in the clouds. As Johan Rockström and his colleagues pose it succinctly, rethink how water is valued and who owns it. Agriculture worldwide uses 75% of fresh water annually. Before registering some level of outrage, consider the alternative of not eating. Still, there are many realignments to consider to provide people directly with drinkable water and sanitation, to shift from excess meat production, to undo over-monetization of water. Inside a country or other political entity, it's critical to provide farmers with climate data to make informed decisions. There's lots to do and lots of help available, fortunately. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.